if you'll go back with me to 1945 to a small Egyptian village near Nag Hammadi and pull from an ancient jar a codice with the words, "The Thunder Perfect Mind," at the top of it. Let's together sit with this mysterious female deity that says things like, "I am the first and the last. I am she who was honored and she who is mocked. I am the whore and the holy woman. I am the wife and the virgin. I am the speaking of my name. I am the comfort of my labor pains. I am humiliation and pride. I am without shame. I am ashamed. I am she who exists in all fears and in trembling boldness." Like Jesus in the Gospel of John, this divine voice is both glorified and humiliated. She does not shy away from the entirety of the human experience. She forces the ancient audience to look at the stereotypes and standard images it holds around women, to be flexible with meanings, to make room for a number of new understandings in relationship to malleable meanings of feminine, masculine, and queer identifications. Now, I wish for you to spend a lot more time with this ancient text, but I only have a few minutes now, so please, if you're willing, order the book, In Trembling Boldness, Wisdom for Today from Ancient Jesus People. I co-wrote it, and you can read more about this amazing text. Thank you, thank you. "Why do you despise my fear and curse my pride? I am she who exists in all fears and in trembling boldness." When thunder showed fear, her oppressors hated it. And they hated her for it. She calls them out a few verses earlier for being arrogant and staring at her when she is at her lowest. Maybe some of you have felt what this deity is describing, those who can't wait for you to fail. And their toxicity toward you is amped up by your fear. Perhaps they only show it when you are online. Maybe they're keyboard warriors, looking for one word in something you've posted so they can call you out, so they can cancel you. Perhaps they're a lot closer, like around your Thanksgiving table or in your bedroom. When thunder was proud, they cursed her. A few verses earlier, they threw her down with the slaughtered and they laughed at her. They plotted and planned and wished bad things would happen to her. I feel like some of you probably know what this looks like too. It might look like board members who undermine you. It might look like snarky comments on social media. It might look like constant, "Well, actually," from someone in your life. Or the correction of your grammar, even though your point was clear. "How dare you think enough of yourself? Let me fix that for you," they say. And yet, this deity from this ancient text boldly took up space. She dared to exist. She called out those who shamed her, those who cursed her, and she did so in the midst of her fear, not waiting until she felt the fear subside. No, she did this with trembling boldness, with butterflies in her stomach and her chest pounding. She did this with shaking hands and a shaking voice. This is quite an example to follow. Can you imagine being this brave? We must be this brave. If we can imagine this female deity existing in the midst of the bad days, the tough critique, existing in all fears and in trembling boldness, how much more does it take for us to imagine that God exists in these places? That when you are afraid, God is there. That when you take those first timid steps, make that first phone call, when you speak at that rally or at the Thanksgiving table, God is there. That even when it is not well received, God is there. That despite the fact that it might not be well received, you do it anyway. In the documentary Journey to Liberation, The Legacy of Womanist Theology, womanist scholar Dr. Katie Cannon talks about the attempt in academia to say her truth did not exist. As a result of standing up to this critique, she would encourage her students not just to tell the truth, but the kind of truth that stings like a serpent's tooth, the kind of truth that makes your teeth itch, the kind of truth that makes some people lose their minds up in here, up in here. She goes on to say, even when they call your truth a lie, tell it anyway. Tell it anyway. This, my friends, is an example of what it looks like to exist in all fears and in trembling boldness. She didn't half-step it or pussyfoot around it. She was called to stand flat-footed and proclaim the truth, and that is what she did. And that is what we must do. Another example is from an interview of Toni Morrison that went viral after her death. I don't know if you've seen this one. Back in 1998, the legendary journalist Jana Wendt asked Morrison when she was going to incorporate white lives in a substantial way into her stories. Right. Toni Morrison, true to her unwavering commitment to calling out racism, replied, "You can't understand how powerfully racist that question is, can you?" In the way that whiteness performs, Wendt was cursing Morrison's pride. I mean, how dare she write? How dare she only write black stories? Who does she think she is? Morrison, who knew Thunder Perfect Mind and had included some of the text in her book Jazz, might answer with, "I am she who exists in all fears and in trembling boldness." So let me give you some more examples so you know how deeply entrenched this is in the righteousness, not just of our faith, but of our society, so that you may walk away today with some examples of how to go forth in your own way, and may they spark your imagination. Maggie Kuhn. Anybody know Maggie Kuhn? All right. She started an organization called the Gray Panthers to combat ageism after she was forced to retire from the Presbyterian Church back in 1970 when there was a mandatory retirement age. She said, "Leave safety behind. Put your body on the line. Stand before the people you fear and speak your mind even when your voice shakes. When you least expect it, someone may actually listen to what you have to say." Well-aimed slingshots can topple giants. Oh, and do your homework. That's what she said. Nina Simone? Anyone? Tore up the South with her song, "Mississippi Goddamn," and sang about southern trees that bore a strange fruit. Eartha Kitt? "My recipe for life is not being afraid of myself, afraid of what I think or of my opinions. Or as some of you may know from the viral interview clip, compromise. For what? For what?" Zora Neale Hurston? "If you are silent about your pain, they'll kill you and say you enjoyed it." Jamila Woods, who sang, "Woke up this morning with my mind set on loving me." Kiala Settles, who sang, "Look out, cause here I come, and I'm marching on the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen. I make no apologies. This is me. This is me." Josephine Baker. Anybody? In her speech at the March on Washington said, "And when I get mad, you know that I open my big mouth. And then look out, because when Josephine opens her mouth, they hear it all over the world." And one last example, I'm gonna go sit down, from Maya Angelou. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? 'Cause I walk like I got oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like moons and like suns with the certainty of tides, just like hope springing high, still I rise. Do you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. Does my haughtiness offend you? Don't you take it awful hard, 'cause I laugh like I got gold mines digging in my own backyard. You may shoot me with your words, you may cut me with your eyes, you may kill me with your hatefulness, but still like air, I rise. Does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise that I dance like I got diamonds at the meeting of my thighs? Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Out from the past that's rooted in pain, I rise. I'm a black ocean, leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak that's wondrously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the dream and the hope of a slave. I rise. I rise. I rise. Ashe.